Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. I'm a team filling in for Kasim today. And our guests are Sam and Brittany. So if you guys want to go ahead and tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
I'll go first. My name is Brittany Oshana. I currently live in Austin, Texas. My day job, I have the privilege of working in education management. I run a whole school of around 235 students, 35 teachers, and whatever double that is of parents. I am also the co-founder and chief creative officer of Playdate Social. I'm one of three co-founders.
And my name is Samantha Calloway. I am located in Dallas, Texas. My day job is, I work within Collaborative Solutions, which is a partner of Workday. I do Workday HR implementations. So ranging from HCM all the way to payroll. I work with the data on that side to get people set up into their systems and then live and into the real world. Yeah. So I've been doing that for about 6 years and I am the chief operating officer of Playdate.
Awesome. So do one of y'all mind telling me like what is Playdate and how did you get the idea for it?
Playdate, our full name is Playdate Social. We went ahead and copped a DBA for Playdate and Playdate Social just to be safe. We are a social connection platform, an emerging social connection platform. We're brand new in the game. We are currently hosting events in Austin and Dallas to generate interest, to get our name out there. But our whole mission is to bring adults together through play opportunities by giving them fun things to do in their city, an opportunity to match and connect with one another. And we also help businesses reach those adults as well by partnering with them to provide places, venues, and events for everyone to play at.
So how did you get the idea for this?
I wish Shelby was here. Shelby is the third co-founder. She's our CEO. Shelby, Sam, and I have been friends since middle schools, and we had always known that in some way, in some life, we would all work together. And Shelby randomly texted, Sam, you may have a different version of origin story, but Shelby texted me one day and she was playing around with this name. It was called Play Day, Day Play, D-A-E. It had some like Scottish influences that she was trying to make happen. We were talking about it and I said, what about Playdate? And she said, yep, that's it. And we immediately decided to start a business and get Sam on the horn. And we basically planned a weekend in Dallas, dropped everything, founded the company, and it's been like 100 miles per hour since then.
Definitely fast.
So in terms of this company, like, how do you partner with other businesses? Like, how do you monetize this per se?
So right now we are still working on the monetization piece. That's like, it's like, oh, we started a business. Oh, we have to make money to be able to sustain. But right now our whole focus while we're learning to host events, while we're making these initial connections and partnerships is just to get our name out there. We are currently in the process of building a prototype. So we will be ready for those monetization conversations as that piece develops. Our grand hope, and this will probably not be in the prototype version, but our grand hope is having a feature called Push Play, where you can match in app like you do on any other app. And this is what we feel is the real differentiator for us. After you match, you plan your itinerary, you plan your play date together with that person instead of having this like planning paralysis that's really not sexy or not fun when you offer a half-baked idea of somewhere to go and the other person shoots it down. So that's kind of the big picture idea for Playdate and how we see it working in the future.
Do you see it as two people connecting or just a group of people? And like what sorts of activities are people doing right now on your platform?
We are open to all avenues of connection. So if you want to find your best friend, if you want to find a new pickleball squad, if you want to find a person that you're going to co-found a company with, we want to be the place to do it at. So as of now, we're trying to reach all people, all niches of interest. We've had a barge party, which is essentially like a giant booze cruise on the lake. That was our inaugural event. We sold out of that event, thankfully. We've done live music, Blues on the Green, which if you're from Austin, you know how cool Blues on the Green is. We are currently hosting book clubs. We're hosting a live fantasy football draft party next week. Sam, what did I miss? What else are we doing? I feel like we've got so many. Oh, the Dallas event.
Yeah. So we're doing floral parties where people can design their own arrangement or bouquet or crown. We're trying to get it set up in Austin as well, so we can have that presence in Austin and then also in Dallas. So Dallas is a little neglected right now because it's just little old me in the field, but we are starting to get a little more traction with making partnerships and finding people who are interested in demoing our prototype. And that's going to be a division of business side. And then you have the user side. The business side is where we see money coming in because businesses will pay to use our app, our services to get their name out there and have a really easy way to be found whenever it comes to people looking to do something. I don't know about you guys. I love hanging out with people, but a lot of the times I'm like, oh, I want to hang out with this person, but like, I don't know what to do. And it's 109 degrees. I don't want to go outside. So something like this is something that is like that suits a need in my own soul. Like I want to be able to go and push play. And then I have my entire itinerary. So with the business side feeding in to the app, people will be able to, one, book tickets, two, find new interests, and then three, also make connections, which is the most critical part and the most difficult too as an adult. I mean, it's so weird as adults making friends, like just doesn't really work.
So, I can relate 100%. You mentioned that you had your first event and it sold out, which is very impressive. Like, how did you do that? How were you able to sell out your first event?
We have a magic person named Brittany on our team.
You're so kind. Well, that was my first exercise in marketing and advertising, basically. We are lucky enough to come from a very large friend group of people who are supporting us and want to show up for us and want to pay money to just hang out with us. Before Playdate, they didn't have to pay to hang out with us. Now they're really helping build our business and showing up at our events. It was word of mouth that we got a few, I don't want to say randoms, but random people who registered. We had a good handful of those and they brought some friends as well. The first event was a huge blessing from people who already know and believe in Playdate. But the second event was kind of the testament of, you know, yeah, we have repeat people coming back. We have, I want to say 2 out of 50, two people met on the party barge and are still dating each other today. So they've lasted since July. So it's been really reaffirming to see that our model is working a little by little. And we've gotten a lot of repeat players coming back to hang out with us at Playdates. And as we build our partnership repertoire, we are experiencing a lot of positive word of mouth, a lot more recognition, and some really cool people sliding in our DMs and wanting to partner.
Awesome. So do you feel like your platform is working better in certain cities? I mean, obviously, you've only been like in Dallas and Austin. I mean, both those cities have lots of transplants. So does that help more with scalability in certain places?
It does. Our hope is to launch in major cities all over, all the hubs where there are lots of fun things to do, where there's lots of sports teams, there's lots of outdoor activities, bachelor and bachelorette parties like to go there. I mean, our hope for the future is that when people book their stay or accommodations in a new city or when they book their flight, that the Playdate link is, or the Playdate button is linked. And it's like, okay, you booked your flight, now book your whole experience. So we will do best in the really big fun towns.
So do you feel like artificial intelligence is going to play a role in either, you know, pairing people up or creating certain events in your business?
Yes, I'm not really sure. I just don't want our product team to yell at us, but I literally asked, I was like, you know, what are we able to share at this stage in the journey? Because we are so early, but we are flirting with the idea of using generative AI to kind of generate events, places to go. I mean, it's how we're building a lot of our behind the scenes lists. Chat GPT is helping immensely just with getting all this data together and sorting the data. We call Chat GPT our assistant. Our intern, his name is Chad. He works for us. So anything we're like unclear on, we're like, oh, go ask Chad. Chad will handle it. And so Chad may be getting a promotion as development continues, because we do definitely see AI being used in Playdate.
It'll still be unpaid though.
Yes. He has accepted his fate as a forever unpaid intern.
Fair enough. So what has been your biggest challenge so far in starting and growing this company?
Printing a document. I feel like on a spiritual level, we've been very lucky with having a lot of green flags and a lot of very clear paths forward. We had a couple roadblocks that have led to really fruitful connections. So I wouldn't even call them a roadblock. I would truly call it a blessing. Sam, do you have any roadblocks in mind? It's just been so cosmically wonderful so far.
It's been pretty smooth sailing up to this point. I would say some of the roadblocks are just navigating and identifying how we're going to pair the two between users and business. That's going to take years of perfecting an algorithm to be able to have it function as we want with our expectations. We have extremely high standards. We definitely want to see this concept through. We want it to be successful. We want it to grow. And we want to change the world. We don't want to cut out technology. We want to integrate it into our lives, because that's the direction we're going in right now. Technology it can be your worst enemy, right? Like, you can find yourself scrolling for hours, but getting outside and making a human connection, we don't want to completely cut out the concept of technology. We need to find a way to partner with it and make it part of our lives now that doesn't completely erase us from human connection. Marrying the two, users and business, alongside technology has been the most tricky aspect of navigation, I would say. But we have an idea, we have a plan, and we're tacking them off. We're getting through it.
Awesome. So what is your top business priority in the next 3 to 6 months?
Hosting events and finalizing, releasing the prototype and getting testers to let us know how the experience is, how the flow is, making sure it's accessible. Accessibility and safety are really huge to us and our team who are helping build the prototype. So just, you know, really bracing for feedback, gearing up for investor conversations, and maybe getting some semblance of an idea of evaluation of our company. We're still figuring all that out, but I'd say a heavy, heavy focus on filling up our event calendar and getting our name out there.
Are you looking into, yeah, that's important. So are you looking into like social media integrations where it's like people at your event, like checking in, even apparel, stuff like that? Are those things like that you're looking in terms of just like brand recognition?
Yeah, we are. So we right now are really relying on a lot of user generated content. We're super hopeful for it, but there's this fun thing that happens when people tag Playdate. So when they at Playdate social, the link gets broken because phones correct Playdate to be two words. So that's just, you know, one small headache of a challenge that we've had with getting a lot of user generated content. But our whole goal is to, well, right now we're just giving merch away for free. Like, we need our company name out there. So, hey, if you want a hat, you seem really cool, choose a hat. Do you want a trucker or a baseball cap? Here's a koozie. Like, whatever you want, just tell your friends and take photos and tag us. We're really hopeful to introduce way cooler merch in the near future. And, you know, kind of like what Fetty is doing, and Fetty was one of our early partners. We really respect like the very fast brand recognition. Fetty exploded just within the last few months. And I feel like a lot of that is due to solid merch, getting users to wear it and getting users to post about it. And I know that's all I see on my timeline. So I would say, yeah, goals. Fetty is goals right now.
So, what's the biggest piece of advice you wish you knew before you started this business?
Sam, do you want to go?
The biggest piece of advice. Oh, man. I would say trust who you work with. Don't just get into business with anybody, especially friends. You know, you don't want to ruin the friendship. It's not worth it. No matter what you accomplish, it won't be worth it to completely demolish a friendship. So trust your partners. Make connections. Don't be like a wallflower. Like, push your boundaries. Don't push your boundaries. I hate saying that. I say push your comfort zone. Like, boundaries are always set for a reason. You don't want to go past those. You want, but you can always move your comfort zone. So don't be afraid to kind of push and just understand your boundaries so you don't cross them, and you keep within your comfort zone. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like all over the place. Don't pass your boundaries, but expand your comfort zone and try to get out of it a little bit, just to get your feet in the water, try something new, and take a few risks too. Like, don't just like throw your life savings into an idea, but definitely put a little more than what you're comfortable with, just to see where it goes. Take a couple risks
and trust yourself. I know you were talking about trusting those around you, and I wouldn't be doing this with Shelby and Sam if I wouldn't trust them with my unborn children or my life. But I think the biggest piece of advice I would give is, you know, coming from the lens of a learner, you know, just us really, we thought it would be embarrassing, but it's really empowering being the dumbest people in a room right now, because one, you come off as really non-threatening and unassuming, which is could work in our favor when we make our first mill, you know. But yeah, the connections that we've made, the people we've been in front of, the mentors that we've met, it would have never happened if we didn't just say, hey, explain it to me like I'm seven, please, because we want to do this right. And we see y'all doing it right. And it's just the amount of things that we've learned. And I mean, really, we've been in operation for a little more than 1 month. It's been unfathomable. Like, I never thought that we would be doing this. So yeah, enjoy asking all the stupid questions, because one day you're going to be the person with all the answers.
100%. Like, we're a new company too. And even for me, I always say, it's like the people I've met doing this, having this podcast, just in general, like going out and saying I started this company, it's like, it's crazy. Like, I didn't think I'd be talking to like all these people. Like, holy shit, you know?
It's this reality you have to lean into. Like, yeah, I am a co-founder of a tech startup, like words I never thought I would say in the same sentence as my name. So I definitely respect the people in this space, and huge respect to y'all for doing it as well. Like, we understand the hustle and the excitement and some heartache as well.
100%. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you expect things to go for your business?
I expect us to be in more cities. I expect us to have way more recognition. I expect, I'll know I made it when I run into someone on the street wearing our hat. Basically, that's the bar I've set for myself right now. And I just expect us to be sitting in a position of more knowledge and power, and hopefully helping the people who are just starting and giving them a good lens, because since moving into this space, all I want to do is encourage the entrepreneurial itch. And like, I just want to be like, everyone, follow your dreams. Please follow your dreams. Stop telling yourself no. So yeah, if we can even be that to a group of people, like, that would be good for me a year from now.
And on a micro level, I would like, what I expect to see is the app to be complete. We want to be out of the prototype phase. We want to have a physical app. We want investors involved. We want to have a full itinerary functionality in motion. We want push play to be live, because that is going to be the game changer. And Man, what else? I want to see businesses being really interactive and seeing a lot of success using our app. I want them to be thriving just in part from what we can provide to them with the app and the features we're working on. So that's what.
Awesome. Well, we're rooting for you. So if somebody wanted to reach out watching this, do you mind sharing your social media handle or website if you have one yet?
Yes. So we are mostly promoting our events on Instagram and our website. So you can find us at Playdate Social on Instagram. And our website is playdatesocial.co. One day we will be a .com. One day.
.com is overrated.
.com in a year.
.com is overrated. We're .com. I just got like a .ai link. I'm like, we're switching our website. So .com is overrated.
Okay, that makes me feel better. So yes.
Yeah.
And then if totally overrated. You want to reach out to us, please always slide in our DMs. I'll always respond in a couple hours. And you can also reach us at hello@playdatesocial.co if you want to send us a love note on email.
And well, thank you both for your time. I really appreciate it.
Yes, it's been wonderful. Time. Thank you.
Super wonderful. Love talking to you.
All right, bye, y'all. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.